Chasing Darkness, a Cole and Pike novel by Robert Crace, read by William Roberts. Prologue. Beekman and Trenchard could smell the fire. It was still a mile away, but a sick desert wind carried the promise of hell. Fire crews from around the city were converging on Laurel Canyon like red angels, as were black-and-white Adam cars, emergency services vehicles, and water-dropping helicopters out of Van Nuys and Burbank. The helicopters pounded by so low that Beekman and Trenchard could not hear their supervisor. Beekman cupped his ear.
"What did you say?"
Their supervisor, a patrol sergeant named Karen Phillips, leaned into their car and shouted again,
"Start at the top of Lookout Mountain. Emergency services is already up, but you gotta make sure those people leave. Don't take any shit. You got it?"
Trenchard, who was senior and also driving, shouted back,
"We're on it!"
They jumped into line with the fire engines racing up Laurel Canyon, then climbed Lookout Mountain Avenue up the steep hill. Once home to rock and roll royalty from Mama Cass Elliott to Frank Zappa to Jim Morrison, Laurel Canyon had been the birthplace of country rock in the 60s. Crosby, Stills, and Nash had all lived there. So had Eric Burdon, Keith Richards, and more recently Marilyn Manson, and at least one of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Beekman, who banged away at a Fender Telecaster and a cop band called Nightsticks, thought the place was musical magic. Beekman pointed at a small house.
"I think Joni Mitchell used to live there."
"Who gives a shit? You see that sky? Man, look!"